love you understand. Millions of fathoms, leagues of water, from below come the artist lover, busting out of world to conquer. Love you understand. Love you understand. Love you understand. Love you understand. Of the night in the early morning time, might be there for your need. Treat them right all the time.
Yes, yes, yes. Shabbat, Shabbat, Shalom, Shabbat, Shalom, Sendet Salam. A little bit of technicals, don't know if we're being heard right here, here, here. Hopefully we're being heard right here on the air. A little bit of technicals on the board right here. Wasn't too sure. We're sampling a tune, a midnight tune, Love One Another. Usually, you know, the tune just went straight through, and I hope you got to hear that right there. Hope you're hearing me right now. Shabbat Shalom, here, 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 for the Ask the Shabbat podcast on the air in the IRIT with the 29th. Sabbatical study for this Rastafari sabbatical strong, Rastafari sabbatical Seder right here, Aharei Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aharon. First things first, what is said from the liturgy of His Majesty, Saturday, on the Saturday, it's the Sabbath day, here's what is said here, here, here.
Kulatanya. Edame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta, Kohulum Ayenasaye, Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayenas Geta. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Right here, here the psalm for the Sabbath Eve, Psalm 92, Army Gideon. Here, 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 Ras Anvesa with the exclusive acoustic Shabbat Shalom based on the sabbatical psalm, Psalm 92. Here, here, here.
Besama'av awel wamen fes kadu sahadu amla amin. Kibar la kalu, kibar la tilsu, kibar la hayru, kibar la tadamawi hayrila. Ja, Ras Safari. Ajaja we ya we, ajaja we ya we, eh, ten betela, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home, ten betela. Such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari, on the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, the brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand me so, Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands, work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan, hey, aha. Send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when down on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom. Songs for the days of rest. Ten Bet Salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, well, oh well.
Different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His majesty said unity and only channel. Well, none of them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine. Any place you get them all, we call we I and I go. Sure. You find your bliss in a life. Your fears look different this time. You find position and prayer. Balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like, trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. The roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send back salam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah. Inside your home.
Besser ze im Neger der Yehuda Machaber Line of Judah Society LOJS. Yeah. The bar we highly stand.
Adaja way on. Adaja way on.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burns. They have no water. Fire, fire, fire.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For 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 thee as incense.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
As incense.
Before thee as incense. As incense.
As incense,
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 and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice,
the evening sacrifice. The evening.
Blessed be Ab, Ubu, Manfashadu, Adu, Amlak, Aman. Princess has come out of Egypt. Ethiopians now stretches forth their hands unto God. O God of Ethiopia, our divine majesty, thy spirit has come into our heart to dwell in the path of righteousness, leads us. Help us to forgive that we must be forgiven. Teach us love, loyalty, on earth as it is in Zion. Endure us with thy wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to do thy will. Thy blessing to you, that the hungry be fed, the naked be clothed, the sick nourish, the aged protected, and the infant cared for. Deliver us from the hands of our enemies, that we may prove fruitful in these last days, when our enemies are past and decay, in the depths of the sea, in the depths of the earth, or in the bowels of a beast. Oh, give us all a place in thy kingdom forever. Selah. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Jah, thou art the strength and our Redeemer that liveth and reigneth in the heart of man.
Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
My Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Jacob. the great, mighty, and awesome God. Exalted God who bestows bountiful kindness, who creates all things, who remembers the piety of the patriarchs, and who in love brings the Redeemer to their children's children for the sake of His name. O King, You are a helper, a savior, and a shield. Blessed are You, Lord, shield of Abraham. You are mighty forever, my Lord. You resurrect the dead. You are powerful to save. You sustain the living with loving kindness, resurrect the dead with great mercy, support the falling, heal the sick, release the bound, and fulfill Your trust to those who sleep in the dust. Who is like You, mighty one? And who can be compared to You, King, who brings death and restores life and causes deliverance to spring forth? You are trustworthy to revive the dead. Blessed are You, Lord, who revives the dead. We will hallow and adore You as the sweet word of the assembly of the holy seraphim who tries to keep holy unto You as it is written by Your prophet. And they call one to another and say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of the hosts. The whole earth is full of His glory. Blessed be the glory of the Lord from its place. And in Your holy scriptures it is written thus, The Lord shall reign forever, Your God, O Zion, throughout all generations. Praise the Lord. You are holy, and Your name is holy, and holy beings praise You daily for all eternity. Blessed are You, Lord, the holy God. You graciously bestow knowledge upon man and teach mortals understanding. Graciously bestow upon us from You wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Blessed are You, Lord, who graciously bestows knowledge. Cause us to return, our Father, to Your Torah. Draw us near, our King, to Your service, and bring us back to You in wholehearted repentance. Blessed are You, Lord, who desires sentiment. Pardon us, our Father, for we have sinned. Forgive us, our King, for we have transgressed. For You are a good and forgiving God. Blessed are You, Lord, gracious one who pardons abundantly. O behold our affliction and wage our battle. Redeem us speedily for the sake of Your name. For You, God, are the mighty Redeemer. Blessed are You, Lord, Redeemer of Israel. Heal us, O Lord, and we will be healed. Help us, and we will be saved. For You are our praise. Grant complete cure and healing to all our wounds. For You, Almighty King, are a faithful and merciful healer. Blessed are You, Lord, who heals the sick of His people, Israel. Bless for us, Lord, our God, this year, and all the varieties of His produce for good, and bestow blessing upon the face of the earth. Satisfy us from Your bounty, and bless our year like other good years for blessing. For You are a generous God who bestows goodness and blesses the years. Blessed are You, Lord, who blesses the years. Sound the great shofar for our freedom. Raise a banner to gather our exiles, and bring us together from the four corners of the earth into our land. Blessed are You, Lord, who gathers the dispersed of His people, Israel. Restore our judges as in former times, and our counselors as of yore. Remove from us sorrow and sighing, and reign over us. You alone, O Lord, with kindness and compassion, with righteousness and justice. Blessed are You, Lord, King, who lives righteousness and justice. Let there be no hope for reformers, and may all the heretics and all the wicked instantly perish. May all the enemies of Your people be speedily extirpated, and may You swiftly uproot, break, crush, and subdue the reign of wickedness speedily in our days. Blessed are You, Lord, who crushes enemies and subdues the wicked. May Your mercies be aroused, Lord our God, upon the righteous, upon the pious, upon the elders of Your people, the house of Israel, upon the remnant of their sages, upon the righteous proselytes, and upon us. Grant ample reward to all who truly trust in Your name and place our lot among them. May we never be disgraced, for we have put our trust in You. Blessed are You, Lord, the support and security of the righteous. Return in mercy to Jerusalem, Your city, and dwell therein as You have promised. Speedily establish therein the throne of David, Your servant, and rebuild it soon in our days as an everlasting edifice. Blessed are You, Lord, who rebuilds Jerusalem. Speedily cause the sign of David, Your servant, to flourish and increase his power by Your salvation, for we hope for Your salvation all day. Blessed are You, Lord, who causes the power of salvation to flourish. Hear our voice, Lord our God, merciful Father, have compassion upon us, and accepts our prayers in mercy and favor. For you are God who hears prayers and supplications. Do not turn us away empty-handed from you, our King, for you hear the prayer of everyone. Blessed are you, Lord, who hears prayer. Look with favor, Lord, our God, on your people Israel, and pay heed to their prayer. Restore the service to your sanctuary, and accept with love and favor Israel's fire offerings and prayer. And may the service of your people Israel always find favor. May our eyes behold your return to Zion in mercy. Blessed are you, Lord, who restores his divine presence to Zion. We thankfully acknowledge that you are the Lord, our God, and God of our fathers forever. You are the strength of our life, the shield of our salvation in every generation. We will give thanks to you and recount your praise evening, morning, and noon. For our lives which are committed into your hands, for our souls which are entrusted to you, for your miracles which are with us daily, and for your continual wonders and beneficence. You are the beneficent one, for your mercy is never ceased, the merciful one, for your kindness never ends, for we always place our hope in you. And for all these, may your name, our King, be continually blessed, exalted and extolled forever and all time. And all living things shall forever thank you and praise your great name eternally. For you are good. God, you are everlasting salvation and help, all benevolence. God, blessed are you, Lord, beneficent is your name, and to you it is fitting to offer thanks. Bestow peace, goodness and blessing, life, graciousness, kindness and mercy upon us and upon all your people Israel. Bless us, our Father, and all of us as one, with the light of your countenance. For by the light of your countenance you gave us, Lord our God, the Torah of life and loving kindness, righteousness, blessing, mercy, life and peace. May it be favorable in your eyes to bless your people Israel at all times and at every moment with your peace. Blessed are you, Lord, who blesses his people Israel with peace. May the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. My God, guard my tongue from evil and my lips from speaking deceitfully. Let my soul be silent to those who curse me. Let my soul be as dust to all. Open my heart to your Torah and let my soul eagerly pursue your commandments. As for all those who plot evil against me, hasten to annul their counsel and frustrate their design. Let them be as chaff before the wind, let the angel of the Lord thrust them away. That your beloved ones may be delivered, help with your right hand and answer me. Do it for the sake of your name, do it for the sake of your right hand, do it for the sake of your Torah, do it for the sake of your holiness. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before you, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. He who makes peace in this heaven, may he make peace for us and for all Israel, and say amen. May it be your will, Lord our God, and God of our fathers, that the Beit Hamikdash be speedily rebuilt in our days, and grant us portion in your Torah.
In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah. In your Torah.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia, 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 Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here for the 29th sabbatical study here on the After the Shabbat podcast right here. This Rastafari sabbatical Seder, Rastafari sabbatical order right here. Here we have, interesting, we have right here, Acharei Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Here we pick up with our Torah readings and feedings here after Pesach, after Passover, after the Isla days, the high holidays right here. We resume our regularly scheduled Torah readings and feedings, and here we have the 29th Acharei Mot, which the basic meaning is after the death of the two sons of Aharon. But what's brought forward here is Yom HaKippurim, as well as the proper order for the anointed, the Moshiach, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, and the priest to enter in
to the tabernacle. So we're still here in the scene here is the first worship service amongst the B'nai Yisrael, the sons and children of Israel, as well as the tabernacle. The tabernacle is being initiated right here. So we're continuing in the directions, the instructions, the Torah, and here in HaTorah. Just a note right there, the Amidah, that you heard just previously, was the basic Amidah. What is the Amidah? The Amidah is the standing prayer, the basic standing prayer. Now, in the basic standing prayer, which cites and references various areas of the scripts and the scripture, there's a particular passage right here that we like to just zoom in and emphasize because the themes right here with Pesach, Fasica, Passover, the unleavened bread, days of unleavened bread, the Chag HaMatzot, as well as with the Bikurim. Now, Bikurim, which is first fruits, here is the link with the new covenant, the Brit Chadasha, and the resurrection, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the high priest, and I in the new covenant, that kingdom of the priesthood, that set apart nation, that fulfillment of John's intention from the very beginning. So you can scroll to like Exodus chapter 19, roughly round about there, and you'll find where John says that Yisrael is supposed to be a kingdom of the priesthood and a Kadosh Goy. But here in the Amidah, just to zoom in right here, we'll see to go through it, you know, part by part, right, you know, or passage by passage. But this passage right here where it says, it reads, O King, helper, savior, and shield. Blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou, O Lord, art mighty forever. Thou quickenest the dead. Thou art mighty to save. Zooming in on that passage right there, quickenest the dead. Some might have the impression that the idea of resurrection, you know, I've even heard and saw some pseudo-documentaries and other things out there that says, well, you know, the Jews, and when they say that, to imply the Hebrews, the Israelites, the Old Testament, you know, the Torah, right? They often call everyone Jew, but actually in the scripts, we know that Jew come from Yehuda, Judah, one of the tribes of Israel. But anyway, they would say that, you know, there's no resurrection. This is a New Testament. This is a so-called Christian concept or idea. Well, how interesting. In our standing prayer, this is what it said. O King, helper, savior, and shield, blessed art thou, O Lord, the shield of Abraham. Thou, O Lord, art mighty to save. Thou quickenest, thou givest life. Right? Quickenest. You might come across that phrase in the old King Jamesian, right, English. Quickenest. To be quick is not just be fast, but giveth life. Revivest the dead, givest life to the dead. Thou art mighty to save. So here in the Hebrew, Melech, Ozir, U Moshiach, U Magen, Melech, King, Ozir, helper, U and Moshiach, Savior, Mashiach is Messiah. It sounds similar somewhat from a Western Gentile ear, but Moshiach, Savior, U and Magen and Shield. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Magen Abraham, Baruch, blessed Ata, the I, male, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, Magen, Shield, Abraham, Shield of Abraham. Ata, Gibor, Ata, the I, male, Gibor. Now, Gibor is also very interesting, because some would bring that out and say, oh, Gibor in the Hebrew is giants. Well, yeah, some of the giants were referred to as Gibor, but Gibor actually means mighty. Gibor, mighty. Gibor, similar to the Ethiopic sense when we get to the root, the etymology of Gebra. Gebra, but Gibor, Ata Gibor, the I is mighty, Le'olam, forever, Le'olam. Atagibor le'olam Adonai Adonai Mechaye Chaya Chai is life. Chai, life, Chaya. We have Chayim. Here we have Mechaye, the one who causes to live. Mechaye, mating the dead. And here this Torah reading and feeding, Acharei Mot, after the Mot, after the death of the two sons of Aharon. Here we have in the Amida, Adonai, Gibor le'olam, Adonai. Slika. Ata Gibor le'olam, Adonai, Mechaye, mating. Ata Rav Le Hoshia. Ata, the I, male, speaking directly to the king, the king of kings. Ata Rab, like you say rabbi, Rab here in this sense right here, it means like enough. Ata, the I, Rab, the I, enough. The I, much. Rab, le Hoshia, to say, thou art mighty. So the census doesn't even come out of translation so much, but thou art mighty. Thou art mighty to say, thou, like, nuff. The I is nuff to save. So here. And then in the next passage, it says, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest the dead. So the passage after that passage, the I, speaking to Hashem, speaking to he who be, we be, the Almighty, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest, givest life, livest, in that sense, the dead, lively up the dead, quickenest the dead with great mercy, supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. This right here resonates with Ayabingi, with the credo, the Rastafari credo. Hungry be fed, naked clothed. Yes. So right here, thou sustainest the living with loving kindness, quickenest, giveth life to the dead with great mercy, supportest the falling, healest the sick, loosest the bound, and keepest thy faith to them that sleep in the dust. Who is like to the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth thee, O King, who killest and quickeneth, who killest and causes to live, and causes salvation to spring forth. So here, this is like the opening area, the opening, let's see, this will be the first, about second and third passages of the standing prayer, just to emphasize the ancient Hebraic, Israelite, and even Judaic sense of resurrection. So when ones and ones say, oh, resurrection, this is a New Testament thing, or Rovenu, and our rabbi, who they call Jesus, they'll say, oh, well, he introduced this. This is something new. No, he was affirming that which is true. So here, the second passage here, Mekalkel Chayim, the one who sustaineth the Chayim, right? Sustaineth the living. Chesed, one of the attributes of Yahweh, he who be, who ye be. Chesed, loving kindness. Chesed, mercy. Mekalkel Chayim, Bechesed. Mechaye, meitim. There it goes again, the Mechaye. He who be, who he be, who he be the Mechaye, Meitim. He be the one who causes the dead to live. Mechaye, giveth life to the Meitim. Bid Rachemim. In with great mercy. Rachem. The Rachem is the womb. You mean like a woman's womb? So Rachem, because it has a sense in the word, the root word, a sense of yielding. So even in he who be who he be, we get to see even that maternal attribute. Remember in the beginning, he said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and male and female, he created them. So he who be our father, he be our mother, he be the source. Mekalkel Hayim Abe Cheseda Mechaye Meitim Abe Rachni Rabima Somek Nof Noflim with Rofe. Let's see, there's a little typo here. With Rofe Cholim Ua Metir U Metir Asurim Ua Mekayim Emunato, Emunato, the pointings are off, but Emunato, Liya Shene Afar, Li Shene Afar. Okay, that part right there about those who sleep in the dust right there, the part that we were just trying to, some part, sometime in the print, some of the print doesn't come out as well printed, but this part, support is the falling right here. Right, support is the falling. He support is the falling. Heal is the sick, loose is the bound. Keep is thy faith. This part here, keep is thy faith. He keep is thy faith. Ua mik ayin emunato. He keep is thy faith. Here it says his faith. Keep is the faith, the faithfulness. Li yeshene afar, to those sleeping in the afar. Who, me, kamoka, who is like to the eye, me in Hebrew, me is who, ka, like, moka, kamoka, who is like the ka, who is like the eye, who is like the eye, Lord of mighty acts, and who resembleth the eye, O King, who killeth and quickeneth, who killeth and quickeneth. Let's scroll to this part right here. Right, let's go right here. Mikamoka ba al geburot umi dome resembleth lak the eye melek king o king may meet who killeth may meet who dead is on may meet u mechaye. So we have the may meet U and Mechaye, who dead is on and who quickeneth. So once again, just to zoom in on the idea that when we talk about resurrection, right, the resurrection idea Hebraically is from the very beginning and causes salvation to spring forth. U matzaniach Yeshua, U and matzaniach, causing to spring forth, the sense of causing to bud. U matzaniach. Umatzaniyah, causing to bud, to branch forward. Umatzaniyah, Yeshua. Last portion right here, the next part right here says, yea, faithful art thou to quicken the dead. So we see this emphasis, especially in the opening part of the Amida, on the resurrection, even the resurrection of the dead. Right? Yea, faithful art thou to quicken the dead. Blessed art thou, O Lord, who quickeneth, causes life to the dead, who quickeneth the dead. We ne'eman, ata, we and ne'eman, nami, ne'eman, the amen, ne'eman, faithful, ata, the I, yea, faithful art thou, we ne'eman, ata, faithful art thou to quicken the dead. Le ha chiyot meitim. Le ha chiyot meitim. To give life to the dead. Baruch ata Yahuwah mechaye ha meitim. Blessed art thou, he who be who he be, who quickeneth, giveth life, mechaye, chaye ha meitim, to the dead one. So just right there, just a little zoom in, a little emphasis right there on how many times was it in the opening part of the Amida? Just a quick count right here. Five times it's mentioned, speaking of he who be who he be, who giveth life to the dead. So lively up yourself. Yes, I, Rastafari.
From Manuel T. and Fire Chief. But first, this. give thanks and praises.
Selassie, Rastafari, Jai, Samachai. Selassie, Rastafari, Jai, Samachai. Selassie, Rastafari, Jai, Samachai. Selassie, Rastafari, Jai, Samachai. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samachai. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samachai.
Greetings, my dreams and my sisters. Greetings in the name of the Most High, Jah. Cause it's another brand new day. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for giving I and I life everlasting. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for guidance and protection. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for the sunshine, for the raindrop, for the daylight, and for the darkness. Give thanks and praises unto Jah for everything that is good. Heal him, heal him, heal Jah, Almighty I. Heal Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samachai. 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 Yes, me brethren and me sisters, this is a message from Jah to you. Spread it universally. To all conscious people, I hope you are listening. Not to face me with your ears, but with your mind meditating. A fool will tell you that this message is boring. Well, the devil is a crook, so don't be his next victim. He will jump into your brain and check out what you're thinking. To them that have ears, lay them hear. To them that have eyes, lay them see. But know it now that Jah is not a partial Lord. Lay them that hate Jah now, scatter, shatter, batter, and flatter. As the smoke is driven, drive them away. As the wax melted, let all of them be melted away. Jah Jah, Rastafari, Selassie. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samachai. 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 King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samachai. King of kings, Lord of lords, Jai Samachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samachai. The conquering lion of tribe of Judah, Jai Samachai. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samachai. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samachai. Hail Selassie, Rastafari, Jai Samachai. Hail Selassie, Rastafari.
Yes, give thanks and praise it.
Vatak Adosh Shep Tehilot Israel. Thou art holy, Isla, O the eye that dwelleth amid the praises, the eyes of Yisrael. The eye art Isla, the eye art set apart. Vatak Adosh Yosheb, the one who sitteth, the one who dwelleth, the one who's enthroned. Vatak Adosh Yosheb Tehilot. The Tehillah, the Tehillah, the Hilim, Halal, the Tehillah, the praises, the Isis. Watak Adosh Yosheb Tehillota Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
There's one more part of the Amid I just shared, the part that reads, Thou art holy, and thy name is holy, and holy beings praise Isaiah's thee daily, Selah. Blessed art thou, O Jehovah, the holy El, the holy God, the holy power. Ata Kadosh, Wishimka Kadosh, Ukedoshim, the call of Yom, Yehaleluka. Selah, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Ha'el HaKadosh, Ata the I-Male, Kadosh, set apart, holy, Kadosh, Ata Kadosh, with Shimka, and Shimka, and the Hashem, and the I-Name, with Shimka, Kadosh, and that name is set apart, U and Kedoshim. Interesting, Chavarim, usually right here, Ahare Mot. The 29th sabbatical study and the 30th is combined as one. Usually we have a double portion, but because of the particular lunar leap year status of this time and season, and sometimes in season is separated, but usually they're joined together. Previous verses from the Amidah concerning the Mechaye, Metim, the resurrector, the giver lifer, the one who gives life to the dead ones. And then here, with the praise, the eyes is Ata Kadosh, the eye is Kadosh, with Shimka, Kadosh, and the eye name, Kadosh, U Kedoshim, and Kedoshim. That's the upcoming 30th sabbatical study, Kedoshim, usually joined with this 29th, Aharemot, U Kedoshim, and the Kedoshim, the set-apart ones, the holy ones, the Isla ones, the Kedoshim, the call Yom, the call in all, Yom, in all the day, to say daily, the call Yom, or every day, all day, the call Yom, ye hallelujah, hear the Ililta, the Isis, the exaltation, ye hallelujah, they praise, they eyes as the eye, male, hallelujah, selah, pause. Baruch atah, blessed art the eye, Yahuwah, he who be, we be, ha'el. Here we have ha'el, ha'kadosh, the holy, the set apart, ha'kadosh, the holy, ha'el. The power of the Almighty Eye. So here, just that what we notice going through the Amidah right here for the After the Shabbat podcast right here, and just seeing the patterns and the sacred Hebraic scriptural geometry. Just noticing the patterns and the sacred Hebraic scriptural geometry right there and just sharing that. So we have Kedoshim coming forward once again. Isis, Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Baruch Ata Adonai Jah Rastafari Ha'el HaKadosh. So here, it's all for the Shavua right here. And here, this is the first of the seven Shavuas that we are commanded to count right from Bikurim. As we look forward to Shavuot, to harvest, to the harvest time, to the Feast of Weeks, Shavuot, the feast, the festival of weeks, also known as harvest, and calls in the new Testament sense in the Koine Greek Pentecoste, because we are commanded to count seven Shabbats complete. So here is the first of the seven Shabbats. And then on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat is the harvest. So looking forward to the feast of the Ruach HaKadosh, of the Holy Spirit, even in the upper room of Zion. But here we have a thought for the Shavuot as we pick up with this sabbatical study here with Leviticus chapter 16, verse 1 to Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30. The thought for this Shavuot, Iditation, Pesach, Passover, Fasica. This year, this time, it comes immediately, or came immediately after Shabbat, right? This Shabbat's the Torah reading is about the rites and the ritual, right, of the Day of Atonement, or more correctly, Hebraically, the Day of the Atonement. Not so much Yom Kippur, but scripturally, according to HaTorah, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Coverings of the Atonement. The juxtaposition of Pesach, of Passover, and the Day of Atonement, and the Day of the Covering, the Day of the Atonements, what does it remind us, or what should it remind I and I of? It should remind I and I of HaAdon Yeshua, Robeinu Yeshua, HaMashiach, our I and I Pesach, I and I Passover Lamb, who died on Pesach, Passover, in order to work atonement, the Kippurim, for I and I and I, right, in the higher heights, in the heavenly temple, the higher heights. Now, the commentary right here, briefly, he shall make atonement for the holy place. This is what the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, this is what HaMashiach, who is Kohen Gadol, the Messiah, the high priest, according to the pattern, the high priest, the first Christ or high priest is the Christ or is the anointed. Christ equals anointed. Hebraically, that's Mashiach. So therefore, the high priest, according to Leviticus 16:16, it reads, he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the impurities of the sons of Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, and because of their transgressions in regard to all their sins. And thus, like this, he shall do for the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, the tent of the Moed, the tent of the meeting, the feast, the appointment, the Ohel Moed, that abides with them in the midst of their impurities. So here getting a groundation on what is that pattern. We are told that from the Brit Chadash, a New Testament perspective, that Robeinu Yeshua, he fulfills the Old Testament, the types. And thus that is the shadow, and therefore in the Brit Chadash is a substance. So we've got to take heed to the pattern and the pattern recognition. So as with Aharon in the Aaron in that first type, being the high priest and being the high priest who is the Messiah, who is the anointed, what shall he do regarding the atonement for called Yisrael, for all of Israel? It says, he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the impurities. So he's making atonement for the holy place. Why? Because of the impurities of the Bnei Yisrael, the Israelites, the literally, directly, the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions in regard to all their ukeries, their sins. And thus, and like this, he shall do for the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, tent of meeting, that abides with them in the midst of their iniquities, or slika, impurities. Impurities right here, here, here. So that's just an overview right here, but along with the Torah reading and feeding for this 29th sabbatical study, Aharemot for Shabbat, Aharemot for Senbet, according to the Royal Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, for Senbet, Kamotu Bechuala, after their death, after the death of the two sons. We have the prophet's reading, the Haftarah, from Ezekiel chapter 22, focus verses, verse 1 to verse 19. And the Brit Chadash, or the New Covenant reading, we have the Epistle to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verse 11, 9:11 to chapter 9, verse 28. Here, here, here. So we're going to pick up with the Day of Atonement, the slaughtering, sacrificing, slaughtering of those particular animals, the eating of blood prohibited, and also sexual relations, certain sexual relations. Because, see, this is leading forward to the upcoming sabbatical, the next Shavua, the Kedoshim. As we said, just to mention again, usually these are joined together together. So the 29th and the 30th, Aharemot Kedoshim, after the death, and holy ones are attached together together. So that often gives us a little less time to really go into some depth. Hopefully we'll have more time to go into some depth right here, here, here. But just briefly here before we ride up for this sabbatical study, for this Shabbat Strong, have a little just overview to share right here, 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 looking at the time, a time check. But we also have today's daily psalm. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 144, according to the royal order. Now, those who are familiar, that the Psalm 144 is one of the termination of the Shabbat Psalms, one of the Psalms for the termination of the Shabbat. So therefore, improper order right here, since we're after the Shabbat right here on the Ear and the Iris. Let's ride up with that. Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, brothers and sisters. Yeah.
Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy, to keep it set apart. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it set apart, to keep it holy. Zakor et Yom HaShabbat Likadsho. Sabbatical study, this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong. Shabbat Strong.
Mot, mawet, mawet, mot, point as mot, death, ahare, mot, 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 ahare, mot. Shalom, Chavarim, shalom. This is Wyndham Yadin, yes, I. Here, here, here. A few first words right here. First reason is right here. Here we are here for the RSS number 29. And RSS number 30, Ahare Mot, Ahare Mot, Ahare Mot, Chabarim. Yes, I. We have Ahare Mot for the 29th. And so here, here, here for this Shabua, the first part, we have the Ahare, Ahare, after Mot, Mawet, Mawet, Mot, point as Mot, death, Ahare Mot. Here picking up with the third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called Leviticus chapter 16, Chavarim, beginning with the first verse to chapter 18, verse 30. So here, 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 yes, I, let's give ear right here, Hebrew first word. So here we have the RSS, the Rastafari Sabbatical Study for this Shabbat Strong, picking up with the 16th chapter, Leviticus. Here, 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 the 8th Zain. Chapter, the 16th chapter, Vaydaver Yahuwah el Moshe, Aharei Mot Shnei Bnei Aharon, Bikaravatam Lifnei Yahuwah, Vayamutu, and Jehovah spoke, Vaydaver Yahuwah el Moshe, to Moshe, Aharei Mot, after the death, Shnei Bnei, the two sons, Shnei Bnei Aharon, after the death of the two sons of Aaron. Bikarvatam, Bikarbatam, Lifnei Yehovah, Wayamutu. When they drew near before Jehovah, Wayamutu, and died, Wayamutu, and were deaded on. So here we have the Aharei Mot, after the death, for the 29th, for the Kaf Tet, for the 29th Parsha, the manna right here. What is the word? What is it? Manhu, Aharei Mot, after the death. The occasion added force to the warning that follows. After an exhortation to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the Bnei, the sons, the Israelites, that they die not in their uncleanness. In the previous parasha, Leviticus chapter 15, verse 31, Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, addressed a warning to Ha-Kohen, to the priest, that he die not, right? Verse 2, through committing a forbidden act in connection with Ha-Mishkan, with the tabernacle, the sanctuary, Ha-Mikdash, the holy place. The communication was made the day after the death, the mot, the death and burial of Aharon's sons, of the Shene Bnei Aharon, the two sons of Aaron, after the death, Aharei, mot, after the death, because on the day of the tragedy, he was unfit to receive it. One of the reasons right here. So in this sabbatical study, this Shabbat for the 29th, Torah portion, it moves from the preceding instructions regarding the what's called ritual purity, cleansiness, the tahora, to recall the tragic incident, the tragedy of Nadav and Avihu, of Nadav and Abihu, the two sons, the Shene Bnei Aharon, the two sons of Aaron, who were killed, or Wayamutu, they died, they were mutu, they were muted on, they were deaded on, they were killed when they offered strange fire upon the altar of Ishtar during the livication, what some may call the dedication, the livication of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle. We have that from Leviticus chapter 10, in Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 to 2. So let's just recall right here for continuity purposes. Vayikhu b'nei Aharon, Nadav wa Avihu wa Abihu ish machetato wa yitnu wa hein eish wa yasimu aleha ketoret wa yakarivu lifnei Yehovah eish zara asher lo tziwa otam. And Nadav and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, took each of them his censer and put fire therein and laid incense, aishens thereon, and offered strange fire, lifnei Hoa, before Jehovah, that he had not commanded them. Vayakrivu lifnei Yehovah eish zara, the eish, the fire, zara. Zara, Asher, that which lo, no, siwa, no commanding otam, that he had not commanded them. Now here, a commentary note in the Chumash says, and put fire therein. Why yitnu, and they gave, vahain, in them, eish, in their senses. They were under the impression, some say, that the Shekinah manifested itself, or in that sense, Shekinah herself, Shekanyahu himself, but the Shekinah, and related with the fire, herself or itself after the sacrifice of the continual Olah, burnt offering, in Exodus, from Exodus chapter 29, verse 42. It would be proper to burn incense. This is the impression that they were under, that it was proper to burn the Aishans now, that the divine, the divine glory had been revealed, and the fire, the Aish, the fire, the Isat, the fire had descended. They accordingly brought it lifnei Yehovah, before Jehovah, in the presence, perception of Jehovah, on the inner altar, the altar of Aishans, the golden altar of Aishans. Their sin, their chatiyat, achet,
Their uckery consisted in putting fire in their senses and not depending upon the fire, the Aish, that came down from Shemayim. This is the reasoning that is given concerning Leviticus chapter 10, the first two verses, zooming in, and put fire therein. But we have this two places where it says, Bahain Aish, Wayitanu Bahain Aish, right, that they put in them, they took and put in them fire. They put in them fire. Wayasimu Aleha, right, and laid upon her, right, Kitoret, the Aishans, Wayakribu. To draw near, or the korban, here in the sense of they offering, they presenting. Wayakribu lifnei, in the presence of, the presences of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, Aish, fire, Zara, adulterous fire, strange fire, Zara fire, adulterous fire, Asher, that which lo, no, siwa, commanded Otam, that fire that he did not command, he did not wait for the command. They did not wait for the instruction. They did not wait for the direction. They proceeded forward without instruction, without direction. That right there in the context is illogical. And they proceeded illogically, without logos, without the logistics, without instruction, without direction. But they were under these impressions, no doubt. Because these priests, these Kohanim, right, these priests, they came close to the Holy of Holies in an incorrect manner. It was an incorrect approach. Sounds like a plane landing, right? Even like on a battle carrier in the context of the Mishkan. The plane is landing and the approach is off, and the tower says, well, they should know that they have not gotten the approach. It's an incorrect approach, an incorrect manner. And the key is this strange fire and the fact that the scripture says that they were not commanded, that which strange fire, that they were not commanded. Everything here, if we look at the ordination, what happened on that day of the ordination, consecration and the ordination of the Kohanim, of Aharon, of the Christians. Here we have, in the Hebraic sense, the first Christians in the camp here in the Midbar, in the wilderness, the first Christians, the first anointed one, Meshachawiyah, Mashiach, to anoint, Mashach, anointed, Christos, Christ, Christian, the first anointed ones. And two of the priests were deaded on, Wayamutu. Yahuwah further commanded Moshe to instruct Aharon that he should enter the innermost chamber only in a carefully take care. Here's the caution. Here Jehovah instructs Moshe and commands Moshe to instruct Aharon, right? To instruct, but this is the caution here, right? To only enter the innermost of the inner, right, chamber only in a carefully prescribed manner, once a shana, once a year, once a shana, the shana. Right, the duplication, reduplication, the redoubling, the cycle, the year, the sequence. On the 10th day of the 7th Chodesh, the 7th renewed, the 7th moon or 7th month, some would say, during the sacred, the set apart time, the Moed, right, of the Moedim, of the Moedei Yahweh, right, of the Moedim, the appointed times. And on the sacred Iowa called Yom HaKippurim, called scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim. Most ones may say Yom Kippur, correct sense, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonements. On this most solemn day, Aharon was commanded to immerse himself in a mikveh, right, Afro-Shemitically mikveh, right, immersion, right, immersion pool, and to dress in all white linen. He then was instructed to slaughter a bull as a personal chatiat, as a personal uckery, offering, what's called a sin offering, the forfeiture offering, the lack offering. Aharon then brought some kitoret, the Aishans, the kitoret, to burn, to makatir, the kitoret to makatir, to burn within the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh Kodashim, right, the Holy of Holies, before returning to sprinkle the blood, hadam, of the chati'at, the ukkari offering, the sin, the forfeiture offering, seven times before, lifnei, in the presence of the Ark of the Testimony, the Ark of the Covenant. And this is mainly referring to the kaporet, or the what's called the mercy seat, the covering. That's where he would meet, right? Aharon repeated this procedure using hadam, the blood, the dam, of one of the two goats. So here we have the two goats that was selected. How they were selected? By lot, to be slaughtered as a chatiat, as an ukkari offering, a sin, a lack offering, a chatiat on behalf of Ha'am, on behalf of the people. So we have the bull, right, because of the bull. So even in the hierarchy of the we can say the animals, what does this teach us, right? According to the mashal, according to the proverb, the parable, according to the type. So the bull is slain for his own person. He had to cleanse himself before he could offer the offering or the offering for the people. And the offering of the people, now we have the two goats, right? We have the two goats selected by lot, right, to be slaughtered on behalf of the people. After this, Aharon took more of the sacrificial blood and purified the altar of Aishens, the altar of the Kitaret, the Itan, right? And other of the furnishings, one might say the furniture of the tabernacle in that sense, or in this sense we would say the instruments of HaMishkan, the instrument of the dwelling place, the sanctuary in that sense, the Mikdash, holy place, the Mishkan, the place where he will be Shakan, the Shakanyah, where Jehovah dwells, abides, the Mawahat, Tawahido. Later, the fat of these sacrifices, the fat, the Chelev, Chelari, was burnt on the copper altar or the brazen Mizbeach in the courtyard. Although, note, the hide and the flesh were to be entirely burnt, entirely holocaust, a consumption offering, holocaust, completely burnt outside of the camp. So the outside of the camp, what took place where? These instructions and this caution here in the Acharimot, after the death. After purifying HaMishkan, the dwelling place, Aharon went to the gate of the courtyard and laid both hands, the Samek, right, the laying of both hands, right, both hands upon the head, the Rosh, of the other goat that was designated, and that word designated the sign, Le Azazel, for Azazel, right, for Azazel, a name for the accusing angel, which we can see even in typology, a type of bafflement, right, the Azazel, right, the scapegoat, while confessing all the chati'at, right, all of the sins, the akari, the pesha'ah, the transgressions, the rebellions of ha'am, of the people, of Jah people. Now this, what is called the scapegoat, the goat let go, was not slaughtered. So the scapegoat was not slaughtered. The one le'azazel was not slaughtered, right, however, was driven away into the midbar, into the wilderness, the midreb bedda, carrying, quote, all the iniquities to a land not inhabited, end quote. Finally, Aharon, Kohen Gadol, the high priest, the big priest, returned to the tent, Ha-Ohel, to the tent, washed and changed his clothes, and offered two burnt offerings, one for himself and one for the people, to complete the purification process. So now, this, some might say, an elaborate ritual was ordained to be a decree or a statute, hukah, for Yisrael. And the day of the Yom HaKippurim, the Day of Atonement, called Yom Kippur, was to be observed every Shana, every year, every cycle, as a time, as an Iowa, as a Moed, as an appointment of, quote, affliction and mourning, end quote, for all Ha'am, for all of Jah people, hear. Now the parsha here, this portion ends, the RSS for the RSS 29, Acharimot. The portion ends with further instructions and directions about making sacrifices and also cautions, including the prohibition against offering sacrifices apart from the rites of the tabernacle. So it wasn't like a do your own thing, right? Any sacrifices apart from the tabernacle, there's a caution that's prohibited. The consumption of blood of the dam, the dem, right, is explicitly and strictly forbidden, since blood, the dam, hadam, was reserved for sacrificial purposes upon the mizbeach, ha-mizbeach, the altar. Finally, the portion, the parasha, RSS number 29, Acharimot, after the death, after the mot, presents a list of forbidden sexual relationships. One might say sexual relations and practices, concluding with the general prohibition against following the abhorrent and disgusting practices of other nations. So hear for this RSS, RSS 29. Hear the Hebrew first words right here. Vayedaberi Yehovah el Moshe acharei mot. Shnei b'nei Aharon de karabatama lifnei Yehovah vayamutu. And Jehovah spoke to Moshe, acharei mot, after the death, shnei bnei Aharon, of the two sons of Aaron, de karabatam lifnei Yehovah, when they drew near before Jehovah, vayamutu, and they were muted on, they were deaded on, and they died. Hear, 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 give ear for the RSS, first words, first reasonings here. Some basic questions here for the 29th Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong. Basic questions. Ahare mot, what does it mean? It means after the mot, after the death. Why were Aaron's two older sons, Nadab and Abihu, killed or deaded on when HaMishkan, when the tabernacle was first levitated? Second question, what does the term Yom HaKippurim mean, Chabarim? What does the term Yom HaKippurim? Others might say Yom Kippur. That's like a kind of a watered-down sense, but scripturally, biblically, Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement, while Yom Kippur says the Day of the Atonement, singularity, HaKippurim, the Atonement, the collective one, right, in that sense. But what does the term, the scriptural term, Yom HaKippurim mean, Chabarim? Third question, when is Yom HaKippurim to be observed, to be kept, Shomer? Fourth question, during Yom HaKippurim, during the Avodah, was referred to as the Avodah, more Afro-Shemitically pointed, the Avodah. The Avodah is the service. The word is service, but in this context, it's a priestly service. The Avodah. The priestly service. What animal was Aaron required to sacrifice as a chati'at, a sin, an akri offering? And what were the people to offer? Fifth question, what area of HaMishkan, of the tabernacle, was Aaron allowed to enter during Yom HaKippurim, the Day of the Atonement? Sixth question, before he first entered the Holy of Holies, the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, what was Aaron required to do? Seventh question, what Avodah did Aharon do the first time, the first eye where he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies, the Isle of Islas, the separated of separated places, separated the Holy of Holies, the innermost of the innocent? Eighth, what did Aharon do the second time he entered the Kodesh HaKodashim, the Holy of Holies? Ninth, during a special ceremony of Yom HaKippurim, Aharon selected two male goats over which lots were to be drawn. What were each of the goats used for? Tenth, what was done with Hadam, the blood of the sacrifice goat? 11th, what was done with the live goat? 12th, Why are we not allowed to eat dam, the blood? And how is it removed from meat? What's the kashrut? How is it removed from meat? 13th, how many times did Aharon enter the Holy of Holies on Yom HaKippurim? And the 14th, Chabarim, according to certain Judaic, some say legend or, you know, certain things that are more legendary, as they would say, Jewish legend. What special name of Elohim did Aaron carefully enunciate when he prayed within the Kodesh HaKodashim? What name? It is said in many of the Judaic legends, and we have found this in, you know, among the different diasporas, you know, in a form or another. But what special name? What special name of Elohim, the true good, the true God, HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, did Aaron carefully enunciate when he prayed within the Holy of Holies? So the 14 questions right here, for this RSS, 29, Ahare Mot, after the death, after the Mot, and Give ear, 14 questions,
basic questions there, some discussion, some reasoning subjects as well right here. If we can get in the addendum on the mystery of the scapegoat? What is a scapegoat and the symbology of the goat? And is there a connection with Baphomet? But regarding the special name, the Hashem.
Sabbatical study, this Ayinai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Take note right here. Those 14 questions. Let's just touch on the first question. I'm going to ride up briefly with the daily psalm. Today's daily psalm, we have Psalm 144 here in the season, right here, after Pesach, and with this 29th sabbatical study, Ahare Mot. That first question was Ahare Mot, right, means after the death. Why were Aaron's two oldest sons, not just two of the sons, he had four sons, all of them were consecrated, all of them were anointed. But two, Nadab and Abihu, were the older sons. Why were they killed when the tabernacle was first levitated? Answer, because they had offered strange fire, and they sought to offer the Ishants, and they brought strange fire in the holy place of the tabernacle. So that begs the question right there, well, what is strange fire here in the context? But that's a segue right here, and the word pick, kind of a visual, seeing that Aaron was the first Messiah or Christ, you could say the Hebrew Christ, that is to say the anointed, the first Messiah, and his sons were the Messiahs, right? They were the Messiah, they were anointed as well. To put it in simpler terms, Aaron was the Hebrew Christ and his sons were the Christians. So two of the older Christians, Hebrew Christians, were burnt. Why were they burnt? Because they had offered strange fire in the holy place. You could say in the church that was in the wilderness. Now, there's a reason that we'd like to bring forward concerning atonement. Because when we talk about the Day of Atonement, which is the main subject and theme, we think of the word atonement, at one ment. You know, we might say at one ment or at one man. At one man in the T for the cross, at one man's tau or tav or mark or cross. This is a way that, as elders, Rastaman elders used to say, we pick sense out of nonsense. But the word says to study and shew ourselves approved. By studying the Hebrew, we get a deeper sense of what atonement means in the sense of the kiporim, chavarim. But this phrase, Day of Atonement, as well as the phrase for scapegoat. In the Hebrew, it's actually not to the scapegoat or the scapegoat, but the goat to Azazel. The sense is the goat to Azazel. Now, Azazel, well, what is Azazel? That's part of the mystery of the scapegoat, hopefully to get into a little bit more of that in the addendum. But here, I'm going to ride up right here with the psalm for the day, which actually is also a psalm for the termination of the Shabbat. So we have Psalm 144, today's daily psalm, but it's also the psalm at the termination of the Sabbath, Psalm 144. So here, a first ear. We'll be right back.
Psalm 142. Blessed be the Lord my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity, his days are as a shadow that passeth away. Bow thy heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Cast forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out thine arrows and destroy them. Send thine hand from above. Rid me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song unto thee, O God. Upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises unto thee. It is he that giveth salvation unto kings, who delivereth David his servant from the hurtful sword. Rid me and deliver me from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as cornerstones, polished after the similitude of a palace, that our garners may be full, affording all manner of store, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our streets, that our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yea, happy is that people whose God is the Lord.
Today's daily psalm, according to the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachias Perek, we have Kof Meim Dalet Mizmor, Kof Meim Dalet, Le Dawid, Shalom, Shalom, Chaberim. Today's daily psalm, according to the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Malachias Perek, we have Kof Meim Dalet Mizmor, Kof Meim Dalet, Le Dawid of David, Le Dawid, Baruch Yahweh, Tzuri, Hamalamed Yadai, Lat Rav Etzerbo Dai, La Milchama, Blessed be he who be, my rock, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Baruch Yahuwah Yohewehe Baruchi Yahuwah Suri Hama Lamed Yadai La Krav Etzabotai La Milchama. Bless Baruch be he who be, we be, Yohewehe Baruch Yahweh Baruchi Yahuwah Suri Hama Lamed Yadai, who trained my hands. Hama Lamed Yadai La Krav for war and my fingers, etzabotai, my fingers, la milhama, for battle. Train my hands for war, and my fingers for battle. Today's daily psalm is Mor Kof Meim Kof Mim Dalet Kof Meim Dalet. 144 Psalm CXLIV. Joy in Jah's protection. This joyous hymn is largely a mosaic of citations from other psalms. To the title of David, Lit David. The LXX, the Septuagint adds, as well as the Metzav's Kedus of Gormawi Nugus Neges, His Majesty's Bible, adds against Goliath, and the Targum, the interpretation, the Targum, sees in verse 10 a reference to this Philistines' hurtful sword. But the composite character of the mizmor, of the psalm, of the vocal chant intonation, the use of Aramaicisms, the Aramaic and the Aramaicisms, the mention of Dawid, of David, as a person other than the writer, they all suggest that the superscription has to be understood in the Davidic style or the Davidic school of the psalmist. In the Yehudi liturgy, the Kaddish, the Judaic liturgy, it prefaces the service for the termination of Yom HaShabbat, for the termination of the Sabbath. Quote, the praise of HaElohim, the true good, the true God, as Ahadu, as the one who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. Hamalamed Yadai Lakrav Etzobotai Lamilchama, who trained my hands for war and my fingers for battle. It fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle. After HaShabbat, the Sabbath calm, comes the intrusion of the world, the flesh, the satanic 666, the seclorum, against which the psalm, the Mizmor Meim Dalet, Min Dalet, the 144th psalm, it proceeds to invoke HaElohim, the true good, the true God, Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, protecting Yad, his protecting hand, while the joys of a full garner and an overflowing sheepfold are those to be attained by the labor, which is once more man's lot. But as the psalmist and I continues, whatever comes to man in his warfare is of Jah's doing, is of Yod-Heh Weh-Heh Yahweh's doing. It is from him that man wins the power, the ability to triumph, and the fruits of victory. Prosperity is only real when this is recognized. Today's daily song, according to the order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and hereafter the order of Maliki Zedek, Mizmor Kof Mim Dalet, Mizmor Kof Mim Dalet, Psalm CXLIV, Psalm 144, the joy in Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, in Yahweh's, in Jehovah's protection. Today's daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song, daily song.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
So right here we're going to ride up with the Royal Amharic from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus, before we ride up with the Aliyot here for this 29th sabbatical study. For Shabbat Ahare Mot, Sabbath after the death, Senbet Kamotu Bechala. Let's notice here as well that in the Septuagint and also in the King of Kings Bible, we have concerning because of Goliath is mentioned. It's not included in the Masoretic, but we have this in the Septuagint, the LXX, and also in the Metzav Kedus. Also giving a kind of a clarity here to the context of the psalm. So here, let's hear the Royal Amharic and then go to the verse by verse before we go through the Aliyah here for this 29th sabbatical. Also, the Psalm 144 is a psalm that prefaces the service for the termination of the Shabbat. Here.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring cross to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Let's go cappella right here, a cappella right here. Abraham Chabure on the read from the King of Kings Bible, the Metzav Kedus, Psalm 144.
Mazmur Metwarbasos, Bekenif Metwarbarat. Sele Goliad, Yedawit Mazmur. Egziab Hiram Laki Barak. Let Joche Selfin. Let Ato Chim Zamachani Miastamer. Mahari Name Sheshegei. Met Egei Named Hanite. Red Dati Named Tamingaim. Hezbin Mikani Betaki Miasgazali. Abetur Suntauk Ozen de Soumen de No. Tassibil Let Zen de Soulijmen de No. Soukan Tunagari Meslal. Zamanundet El Alfa. አቤቱ ሰማዮችህን ዝቅ ዝቅ አድርጋቸው ውረድም ተራሮችን ዳሳቸው ይጥሱም መብረቆችን ብልጭ አድርጋቸው በትናቸው ፍላጾችህን ላካቸው አስደንግጣቸው እጅህን ከአርያም ላክ አድነኝ ከብዙ ውሆች አፋቸው ምናምን ከሚናገር ቀኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጅ አስጥለኝ አቤቱ አዲስ ቀኔ ቀኝልሃለሁ አስራው ታርባለው በገና ዘምርልሃለሁ ለነገስታት መድኃኒትን የሚሰጥ ባሪያውን ዳዊትን ከክፉ ሰይፍ የሚያድነው እርሱ ነው አድነኝ አፋቸው ምናምንቴ ከሚናገር ቀኛቸውም የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጅ አስጥለኝ ልጆቻቸው በጎልማሳነታቸው እንደ አዲስ አትክልት ይሆኑ ሴቶች ልጆቻቸውም እንደ እልፍኝ ያማሩና ያጌጡ እቃ ቤቶቻቸውም የተሞሉ በየአይነቱ እቃ የሚሰጡ በጎቻቸው ብዙ የሚወልዱ በማሰማሪያቸውም የሚባዙ ላሞቻቸውም የሚሰቡ ቁጥራቸውም መፍረሻና መውጫ የሌለው በአደባባዮቻቸውም ዋይታ የሌለ እንደዚህ የሚሆን ሕዝብ የተመሰገነ ነው እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሆነ ሕዝብ ምስጉን ነው
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
Yes. Apologies. Slika. Yes, I heard that name. Yes, so today's daily psalm 144, give thanks. Today's daily psalm 144 is the psalm for the termination of the Sabbath that precedes the service of the termination of the Sabbath and the theme of the psalm, Chaburim. It's a war psalm, right? But it's also a joy in Jehovah's protection psalm, and also the preparation for the warfare of the working week. You might have heard it said that business is another form of war. They say business is another form of war. So how this psalm 144 that seals up the sabbatical, the Shabbat, and it prepares I and I in the word, sound, and power for the warfare of business, of the business and war. Very interesting connection right there in the prosperity to the family, to the community as well. So let's ride up verse by verse right here with today's daily psalm 144 from the Metzav Kedus, the book of the seven seals of Garmawi Hala Selassie.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
A war psalm. Joy in Jehovah's protection. Business, another form of war.
Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Meto Arba Arat. Mezmor Meto Arba Arat. Psalm 144. Psalm 144. Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit. Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Shalom to Tenaz Taling. Today's daily psalm, Mezmor Dawit, Meto Arba Arat. Mezmor Meto Arba Arat. Psalm 144. Metav Kedus. Theme Yetornet. Mezmor Yetornet of war. Mezmor, a psalm of war. Joy in Egziah. We heard as the sustaining, the good, the generous, open-handed, the excellent Ab, Father's protection, guidance, and itection. The psalm, as we mentioned, is a joyous hymn. It's composed of a mosaic of citations from other psalms. Here in the Metzav Kedus, the Haile Selassie version, the Book of the Seven Seals, as well as in the LXX, it has added to the superscription, Lid Dawid, of David against Goliath. So we have the superscription here, Sile Goliad, Ye Dawid Mezmor. Sile Goliad, Goliad, Goliath, Ye Dawid of David Mezmor. Now, because of the mention of the Philistine sword, roughly around about verse 9, verse 10, the composite character of the psalm, the Aramaicisms, the Aramaicisms in it, the mention of Dawid as a person other than the writer, they all suggest that the superscription should be understood and understood in the sense of in the Davidic style or the Davidic school of the psalmist. Now, Judaically, we have this psalm. It prefaces the service for the termination of the Senbet Ken of the Sabbath day, the praise of Exiavihir as Ahadu Amlak, as the one source who trains my hands, I and I hands for war, I and I fingers for battle, for fight. It fits well with the imminent renewal of the weekday struggle, of the weekly struggle coming to that fullness of the set, the Sabbath, the sabbatical strong. Now, after the Sabbath calm comes the intrusion of the world, the flesh, the satanic 666, the seclorum, the world, against which the psalm, it proceeds to invoke Exiavihers, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, Father's protecting hand. While the joys of a full garner and an overflowing sheepfold, learning to read the sign language, are those to be attained by the labor, which is once more man's lot, his lot in life and in the liberty. But as the psalmist and I continue, I continue, whatever comes to man in his warfare, the weekday, day-by-day warfare, economical, financial warfare, is of Ekeziah, the sustainer's doing. It is from him that man wins the power, the ability, right, to triumph and the fruits of victory, of salvation and victory. One and the same concept there in the Hebraic, salvation, Yeshua, victory, Yeshua, and prosperity is only real when this is recognized. So today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, we have Mezmor Dawit, Meto Arba Arat, Psalm 144. Weweled, Wementes Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. Sile Goliad, Ye Dawit, Mezmor. Concerning Goliath, Ye Dawit of David, Mezmor, a psalm of David, Guter An. Exiavih Ramlake, Yibarek. Le joche aselfin, let atochim zemechanim yastamur, blessed, yibarek, blessed be Egziavi, the sustainer of the good, the excellent, open-handed, our Father, I'm lucky, my source, blessed be Egziavi, my strength, my source. Which or who, he who be, we be, the one who teacheth my hands to war, le joche aselfin, and my fingers to fight, let atochim zemechan imiastamer, imiastamer, the one he be, imiastamer, the one who teacheth, let joche selfin, let atochim zemechan imiastamer, kuter hulet, verse 2. Mehariye na, meshashagiyaye, metagiyaye na, metchanete, redate na, metamanyaye, his venim, kane betachem yas gezalim. My goodness, Mahariye, my mercy, my goodness, Mahariye na, Meshashigiyaye, and my fortress, Metagiyaye na, my high tower, my refuge, and Medhanite, 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 and my salvation and my deliverer, Redate na, Redate na, my helper, and Metamenyaye, my helper, it says here, my shield, and he in whom I trust, metaminya, metaminya, amane, amene, taman, metaminyayim, and my trust, the one in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Hizbe, my people, Hizbe nim kane betach im yas gezali. Kuter source, verse 3, abe to arsun, arsun atauko zen, so minderno. Lord, Abe to my father's father, O father, Ab of the house, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him? Or the son of man that thou makest account of him. To think of him, yesolich, Minderno, what is he? Kuta Arad, verse 4. So, kentuna negara yimeslala, zemenu in the telay alfal. Man is like vanity. So, man, kentuna negar, like a vain thing, yimeslala, he resembles a vain thing. His days, zemenu, his season, his days, zemenu in the telay, as a shadow yalfal that passes away. Kuter Amis, verse 5, Avetu, Samayochehena zika zika dergacho, Uredim taarochena das sacho ye isum. Bow thy heavens, Avetu, Samayochehena zika zika dergacho, and come down, Uredim, touch the mountains, taarochen das sacho, touch the mountains, and they shall smoke, yit isum. Kuter Sidis, verse 6. Mebrek ochehina belicha dergacho, betanachuem, filats ochehina lakacho, as the negitachuem, cast forth lightning. Mebrek ochehina belicha dergacho, and scatter them, betanachuem, shoot out thine arrows, filats ochehina lakacho, and destroy them, asa the negatachuim, and cause them to be in a mental state of shock. Kutaroch verses Savates ki cementa de res, verses 7 to 8. Ijihina ka ariam laka dinenyim, ka buzu hoch, afachuim aminamininna, kamina gerra, kenyacho ye haseta kaina kahone, ka baidali jocha ij asa teleng. Send thine hand from above, rid I and deliver. Deliver I out of great waters from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Ijihin ka'aryam, from the highest heights, the eyes hand, ijihin ka'aryam lak, sen, adinenyan, and save I kabuzu, hoch from nuff waters, afachuim, and their mouth, aminamininna, kaminagara, their mouth, vanity, worthlessness, they speak, kenyacho, their right hand, yahaseta kenkahone, is a right hand of lies, becomes a right hand of lies, kaba'ida lijocha, from strange children, itch, from the hand of strange children, askeleng, kutera zeteng. Verse 9, Abitu, Adisa kene ken lehalo, Aserautar balo begena, Izemir lehalo. I will sing a new song, Adis kene, a new composition to thee, ken lehalo, Abitu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, upon a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings will I sing praises, eyes to the eye, male. Aser autar balo, begena, izemir lehalo, kuter aser, verse 10. Le negestata medhanitina yemiset, bariawina dawitina kakufua sefa yemiadino, arsudno. It is he, it be he, that giveth salvation to kings. Le negestata medhanitin yemiset, who he be yemiset, the one who gives le negestata medhanitin yemiset, who delivered Dawit, David, his servant, Bariawin, Dawitin, Kafu, safe from the evil sword, Kafu, safe, Yemiyadino, the one who saved him, the one who delivered him, Yemiyadino, Arsuno, Kutar Asara'and.
Adnain, Afa Chewima Minaminina Kaminagar, Kenya Chewim Yahaseta Kane Kahone, Kaba Idali Joch Ij, Astelang. Rid me, rid I, and deliver I from the hand of strange children, whose mouth speaketh vanity, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Adnain, save Adnain, Afa Chewima Minaminina Kaminagar, and their mouth speaketh worthlessness unto Belial, liarness, lies. Kenya Chewim, and their right hand, Yahaseta Ken Kahona, it be a right hand of falsehood, Kaba Idali Joch Ijasteleng. From the hand of strange children, deliver, deliver I, rid I out of their hand. This is the chorus line for today's daily psalm, Kutarasara, who let, verse 12. Lijo chacho begul masine tacho in the adis atakilta yahonu se to cha lijo chacho wima in the elefinya yamaruna yagetu. That our sons, lijo chacho, that their sons, in this context is that their sons, lijo chacho, begul masine tacho in the adis atakilta yahonu, that our sons, that their sons may be as plants grown up in their youth. Setoch, daughters, girl, children, daughters, setoch, lejochachuum, in the ilfinya yamaruna yagetu, that I and I daughters, that their daughters may be as cornerstones polished after the similitude of a palace. Kuter asara asara source, verse 13. Ika be totachuima yetemolu beya ainetu ika yemisetu bego chachuima bizua yemi awaldu be masa mariachuim yemi bezu, that their garners may be full, affording all manner of store. Ika be totachuima yetemolu beya ainetu ika yemisetu, that our sheep, that their sheep, that their sheep may bring forth thousands and ten thousands in their streets. Begochachuwim abizu yemi weldu, be masamariachuwim yemi bezu. Kuterasara arat, verse 14. Alamo chachuwim yemi esebu, kitrachuwim mefreshana meucha yeleilo, beadebabayo chachuwim waita yeleile. That their oxen, lamo chachowim, may be strong to labor in sabu, that there be no breaking in nor going out, kitrachowim, in the fence, mefreshana meuchaya lelo, the fence be not broken, that there be no complaining, that there be no complaining in their streets. Be'ade babayo chachowim, waita, wai, wai, wai. Be'ade babayo chachowim, waita yeleile. Kutera salamis, verse 15. Indezi, yemihone his, yetemese geneno. Ekziari heram laku, yehone his, miskuno. Happy, happy is that people that is in such a case, in the Z, in the, like Z, is Z, like this, in the Z, like this, in the Z, Yemihona his, the people who be like this, in the Z, Yemihona his, Yetemesek Geneno, is praiseworthy, is happy, Egeziavihar, Amlaku, the sustainer, the good, the excellent, open-handed, generous, of Amlaku, his source, its source, the source of this people, Yehona his, Miskuno, oh, is thankworthy, his eyes is worthy, his praise worthy, is happy.
Let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Before God.
Yes, Rastafari.
Let them mention Jaja. Rastafari.
King of all kings, Lord of all lords, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of himself, mighty and thunderable, exhibit a massacre on Yahweh, the goose and the gods, let Jah be praised.
But it's true.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore, evermore, evermore.
That Israel's His Majesty have must be united. Some man believe that only this house right and that one wrong and that one wrong and all the rest wrong. Well, I know that God never make a mistake. So if him have the 12 tribe and him have the Naya Bing, him have the Ethiopian Orthodox, and him have the RMA, and him have this, there must be a man somewhere we can bring all of this thing together.
مزمور متوارباسوس بقنف متواربارا سلا غولياد يا داوود مزمور اغزابير املاكي يبارك لجوچي سلفن لطاتوچيم زمچان يمياستمر مهارينا مشششغاي متغاينا مدهانيتي رداتينا متامنيايم حزبين مكاني بتاچ يمياسغزال አቤቱ እርሱን ታውቀው ዘንድ ሰው ምንድነው? ታስብለት ዘንድ የሰው ልጅ ምንድነው? ሰው ከንቱ ነገር ይመስል ዘመኑ እንደ ጥላ ያለ። አቤቱ ሰማዮችህን ዝቅ ዝቅ አድርጋቸው ውረድ። ተራሮችን ዳሳቸው ይጥሱ። መብረቆችን ብልጭ አድርጋቸው በትናቸው። ፍላጾችህን ላካቸው አስደንግጣቸው። እጅህን ከአርያም ላክ አድነኝ። ከብዙ ውሆች አፋቸው ምናምን ከመናገር ቀኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች ይጃስ አቤቱ አዲስ ቀኔ ቀኝልሃል አስራው ታርባለው በገና ዘምርልሃል ለነገስታት መድኃኒትን የሚሰጥ ባሪያውን ዳዊትን ከክፉ ሰይፍ የሚያድነው እርሱ ነው አድነኝ አፋቸው ምናምን ከመናገር ቀኛቸው የሐሰት ቀኝ ከሆነ ከባዕድ ልጆች እጃስጠለኝ ልጆቻቸው በጎልማሳነታቸው እንደ አዲስ አትክልት የሆኑ ሴቶች ልጆቻቸውም እንደ እልፍኝ ያማሩና ያጌጡ እቃ ቤቶቻቸውም የተሞሉ በየአይነቱ እቃ የሚሰጡ በጎቻቸው ብዙ የሚወልዱ በማስተማሪያቸውም የሚባዙ ላሞቻቸውም የሚሰቡ ቁጥራቸውም መፍረሻና መውጫ የሌለው በአደባባዮቻቸውም ዋይታ የሌለ እንደዚህ የሚሆን ህዝብ የተመሰገነ ነው እግዚአብሔር አምላኩ የሆነ ህዝብ ምስጉን ነው
call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. 515-602-9761.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Joy, thy light. Thy light, the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, and as forward I reach a Mount Zion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me I tell you no, read up your Bible.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Barku et Yahuwaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Hamborak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and for ever, now and forever. Baruch Adonai Hamborak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Bless art the I, Adonai, Ayanai Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen Ayanai from among the peoples and given us the Torah, Ha-Torah, Torah-to, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives Ha-Torah.
Ja, Al-Selassie, I, Nisan.
Blessings of the Torah. Before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamvarak. Baruch Yahweh Hamvarak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch Ata Yahweh Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher bekarbenu mebo ha'mayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch ata Yahweh, noten ha'torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us his Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, giver of the Torah.
sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shem Av Wahabein Ruach HaKadosh. Glory be to the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Glory be. Glory be. We're going to ride up here for this. For this force, for this force, for this force.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shabbat Shalom, Sendet Salam, Shabbat Acharei Mot, Shalom, Shalom. Here for this 29th reading from HaTorah, from the Torah, from Jah's direction instruction, and the 6th reading here from the 3rd book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus. Its name, Acharei Mot, two words that means after the death. The title comes from the first words of the first verse of the reading, which says, and the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death, Acharei Mot, of the two sons of Aharon, when they offered before Yahweh, before Jehovah, and died. In Leviticus 16 and 1. Leviticus 16 describes HaMishkan, the tabernacle ceremony for the holy set-apart festival of the Day of Atonement, Yom HaKippurim. Leviticus 17 establishes general rules for sacrifice and the sanctuary. And Leviticus chapter 18, it lays down specific laws about permitted and forbidden sexual relationships. So here we pick up with this Torah portion, Aliyah, reading and feeding, Leviticus chapter 16 to Leviticus chapter 18. Verse 30. V'shem Ha'av V'habein V'ruach HaKadosh Yahuwah Echad. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, He who He be, the One. The Day of Atonement, Christ HaMoshiach. As Kohen Gadol, Kohen HaGadol. As High Priest and Sacrifice. V'yadaberi Yahuwah, V'yadaber Yahweh El Moshe, Acharei Mot. Shnei b'nei Aharon b'k'arabatam lifnei Yahweh v'yamutu. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe after the death of the two sons of Aaron, when they offered before the Yahweh and died. V'yadaberi Yahweh, and spoke he who be el Moshe to Moses. Acharei Mot, after the death of Shnei b'nei, the two sons of Aharon, b'karabatam, when they offered lifnei Yahweh, before he who be Yod-Heh Weh-Heh, v'yamutu, and died. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, speak to Aharon, Achika, thy brother, that he come not at all times into the holy place within the veil before the mercy seat, which is upon Ha-Aron, the ark, that he die not. For I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat. Thus, like this, shall Aharon, Aaron, come into the holy, the set-apart place, with a young bullock for a chatat, a sin offering, and a ram for a olah, burnt offering. He shall put on the holy linen coat, and he shall have the linen breeches upon his flesh, and shall be girded with a linen girdle, and with the linen mitre, the turban, shall he be attired. These are the holy set-apart garments. Therefore shall he wash his flesh in water, and so put them on. Put them on. And he shall take of the congregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, two kids of the goats for a chatat, a sin offering, and one ram for a olah, burnt offering. And Aharon and Aaron shall offer his bullock of the chatat, the sin offering, which is for himself, and make a kaper, atonement, atonement for himself and for Beito, his house. And he shall take the two goats and present them lifnei Yahweh, before he who be who he be, at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon shall cast lots upon the two goats, one lot for the Yahweh and the other lot for the scapegoat, Le Azazel, And Aharon shall bring the goat upon which the Yahweh's lot fell, and offer him for a chataat, a sin offering. But the goat on which the lot fell to be Le'azazel for the scapegoat shall be presented alive, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, to make an kaper, an atonement with him, and to let him go for a scapegoat into the midbar, the wilderness. And Aharon shall bring the bullock of the chataat, the sin offering, which is for himself, and shall make an kaper, an atonement for himself and for Beito, his house. And shall kill the bullock of the chataat, the sin offering, which is for himself. And he shall take a censer full of burning coals of fire from off the altar, the mizbeach, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and his hands full of sweet incense, kittoret, itan, sweet aishens, beaten small, and bring it within the veil. And he shall put the incense, the aishens, upon the fire, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, that the cloud of the incense, the aishens, may cover the mercy seat, the kaporet, that is, upon the testimony, that he die not. And he shall take of hadam, of the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it with his finger upon the mercy seat eastward. And before the mercy seat shall he sprinkle of hadam, of the blood, demu, with his finger seven times. Then shall he kill the goat of the chataat, the sin offering, that is, for ha'am, the people, and bring his blood, damo, within the veil, and do with that dam, that blood, as he did with hadam, the blood of the bullock, and sprinkle it upon the mercy seat, and before the mercy seat. And he shall make an kaper, an atonement, for the holy, the set-apart place, because of the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, and because of their transgressions and all their sins. And so shall he do for the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, that remaineth among them in the midst of their uncleanness. And there shall be no man in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, when he goeth in to make an atonement in the holy, the set apart place, until he come out and have made an atonement for himself and for his household and for all the congregation of Yisrael. Third book of Moshe, the Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 17. Here at verse 18, we have the Sheni, the second Aliyah, for this 29th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding, and I Rastafari sabbatical study. So this Shabbat strong, the second Aliyah, the Sheni, here at verse 18. Vayatza il ha mizbeach asher lifnei Yahweh wi kipera alayu wa latach midam ha para u midam ha sa'ir wi natan ala aronot And he shall go out to the altar, that is, lifnei Yahweh, before he who be, who he be, and make an atonement, kipar, for it, and shall take of hadam, the blood of hapar, the bullock, and of hadam, the blood of sa'ir, the goat, and put it upon the horns of the altar, round about, and he shall sprinkle of hadam, of the blood, upon it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it, and hollow it, and set it apart from the uncleanness of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel. And when he hath made an end of reconciling the holy, the set-apart place, and the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and HaMizbeach, and the altar, he shall bring the live goat. And Aharon shall lay both his hands upon the head of the live goat, and confess over him all the iniquities of the B'nai Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, all their transgressions and all their sin, putting them upon the head, Rosh, of Hasair, of the goat, and shall send him away by the hand of a fit man into the Midbar, into the wilderness. And the goat shall bear upon him all their iniquities into a land not inhabited. And he shall let go the goat in the wilderness. And Aharon shall come into the tabernacle of the congregation in tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and shall put off the linen garments which he put on when he went into the holy, into the set apart place, and shall leave them there. And he shall wash his flesh with water in the holy place, and put on his garments, and come forth, and offer his olah, his burnt offering, and the burnt offering of Ha'am, the people, and make an atonement for himself and for Ha'am, 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 Ha'am.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What the...
Hear, Hebrew first words. We ate chalev, ha chataat, yakatir, ha mizbeyach, ha mizbeyha, and the fat. We ate chalev, and the chalev, the chalev, the fat. We ate a chalev, ha chataat. Of the sin offering of ha-chata'at, of the sin offering, yakatir, shall he make smoke, yakatir, shall he burn and cause to smoke, yakatir, shall he burn as aishens, as incense, causing it to smoke, yakatir, ha-mizbeha, upon the altar. We ate chaleb, ha chatata yaktir, ha mizabecha, 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 mizabecha.
And the fat of the chatat, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the mizbeyah, ha mizbeyah, upon the all, upon the all, upon the all, upon the all.
And here at verse 26,
we have the Shalishi, here at verse 25 for the Shalishi, for the sixth Aliyah, beginning off first words of the sixth Aliyah. We ate Chelev Ha Chata'at Yakatir Ha Mizbeyach, and the fat of the sin offering Ha Chata'at shall he make smoke upon ha mizbeyach, yakatir ha mizbeyach,
mizbeyach, mizbeyach,
mizbeyach, upon the altar. So here, picking up for the Shelishi, verse 25, and the fat of the sin offering shall he burn, shall he make smoke upon ha mizbeyach. Verse 26, and he that let go the goat for the scapegoat, Azazel, shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward come into the camp. And the bullock for the chataat, the sin offering, and the goat, Sa'ir, for the sin offering, whose blood was brought in to make atonement in the holy, the set-apart place, shall one carry forth without the camp, and they shall burn in the fire their skins and their flesh and their dung. And he that burneth them shall wash his clothes and bathe his flesh in water, and afterward he shall come into the camp. And this shall be a statute forever to you, that in the seventh month, the seventh moon, on the tenth day of the moon, the month, ye shall afflict your souls, and do no work at all, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger that sojourneth among you. For on that day shall the priest make an atonement for you to cleanse you, that ye y'all may be clean from all your uckeries, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. It shall be a Sabbath of rest to you, and ye y'all shall afflict your souls by a statute forever. And ha Kohen and the priest, whom he shall anoint, and whom he shall consecrate to minister in the priest's office, in his father's stead shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the holy garments. And he shall make an atonement for the holy, the set-apart sanctuary, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, and for the altar, HaMizbeach. And he shall make an atonement for HaKohanim, the priests, and for all the people of the congregation. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the Bnei Yisrael for all their sins once a year. And he did as the Yahweh commanded, Moshe. And here this brings us here to the Rabbi Aliyah, the fourth Aliyah. Picking up here, third book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Leviticus chapter 17. But one place for sacrifice. Vayadaber Yahweh, illa Moshe leimor. And the Yahweh spake to Moses, Moshe, saying, leimor, speak to Aaron, and to his sons, Bani, and to all the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, and say to them, this is the thing which the Yahweh hath commanded, leimor, saying, what man soever there be of the Bait Yisrael, of the Beit Yisrael, of the house of Israel, that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to offer an offering to the Yahweh before the tabernacle of the Yahweh, blood shall be imputed to that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people. To the end that the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Israel, may bring their sacrifices which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them to the Yahweh, to the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, to HaKohen, to the priests, and offer them for Shelamim, peace offerings to the Yahweh. And HaKohen, the priest, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar of the Yahweh at the Petach, the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor to the Yahweh. And they shall no more offer their sacrifices to devils, after whom they have gone a whoring. This shall be a statute forever to them throughout their generation.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Hear. Elehem tomar ish mi beit Yisrael umin hager asher yagur be tokam asher ya'ileh, and thou shalt say to them, wa elehem tomar, thou shalt say to them, ish, man, whatsoever man, ish, mi beit Yisrael, whatsoever ish, there be of the beit Yisrael, of the house of Yisrael. Ish, mi beit Yisrael, umin, hager, or of the strangers, umin, hager, asher yagur, bitokam, that sojourn among them, bitokam, asher ya'ile, ola, that offereth, that causeth to be lifted up, that aliyah is, that offereth is, asher ya'ile, ola, a up offering, a ola, a holocaust offering, a burnt offering, a ola, or sacrifice, or zavach. Hear, for the chamishi, here picking up the third book of Moshe,
the Hebrew book called Leviticus, the Hamishi, Aharimot, the fifth. Why Elehem? Tomar ish ish mi beita Yisrael umina hagir asha yagura bitokam asha ya'ile ola o zavach 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 zavach.
And the fat of the chata'at, the sin offering, shall he burn upon the mizbeyah, mizbeyah, upon the altar, the altar. And here, this bringing us to the Hamishi, Hamishi, to the fifth Aliyah for this 29th weekly Torah portion reading and feeding for Shabbat Achrei, Achrei Mot, here Leviticus chapter 17, here at verse 8, the Hamishi, 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 Wa Elehem, Tomar Ish, Ish, Mi Beita Yisrael, Umina Hagera, Asher, Yagur, Bitokam Asher Ya Ele Ola O Zaba Zaba. And thou shalt say to them, Wa Elehem, whatsoever man there be of the house of Yisrael, Mi Beit Yisrael, or of the strangers which sojourn among them, that offer a burnt offering or sacrifice, that offer asher ya'ile ola o zabach, that offereth a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it not to the petach, the door of the ohel moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, to offer it to the Yahweh, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. The explanation and sanctity of blood, of hadam, the dam, the dem, verse 10. And whatsoever man there be of the Beit Yisrael, the Beit Yisrael, the house of Israel, all of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in Hadam, in the blood, and I have given it to you upon HaMizbeach, the altar, to make an atonement for your souls. For it is Hadam, it is the blood, Demu, that maketh an atonement for the soul, the Nefesh. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, no soul, psyche, of you shall eat dam, shall eat blood, neither shall any stranger that sojourneth among you eat dam, Hadam, eat blood. Whatsoever man there be of the Bnei Yisrael, the children, sons of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, which hunteth and catcheth any beast or fowl that may be eaten, he shall even pour out Hadam, the blood thereof, and cover it with dust. For it is the life of all flesh, Hadam, the blood of it is for the life thereof. Therefore I said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, ye, y'all, shall eat Hadam, the blood of no manner of flesh, for the life of all flesh is Hadam, the blood thereof. Whosoever eateth it shall be cut off, and every soul, every psyche that eateth that which dieth of itself, or that which was torn with beasts, whether it be one of your own country or a stranger, he shall both wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and be unclean until the evening. Then shall he be clean. But if he wash them not, nor bathe his flesh, then he shall bear his iniquity. 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 Third book of Moshe, a Hebrew book called Leviticus, Leviticus chapter 18. The relationships and walk of HaElohim, the true good, the true God's earthly people. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lemor, saying, speak to the Bnei Yisrael, to the children, the sons of Israel, and say to them, Ani Yahweh Lohekem, I be he who be, we be your Elohim. After the doings of the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, wherein ye y'all dwelt, shall ye y'all not do. And after the doings of the land of Canaan,
command, whither where I bring you, shall ye all not do. Neither shall ye all walk in their ordinances. Ye shall do my judgments and keep mine ordinances to walk therein. Hani Yahweh Elohim, my be he who be who ye be, your Elohim. Ye all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, which if a man do, he shall live in them. Ani Yahuwah, I be he who be who he be. This brings us here to the Sheshi Aliyah in Leviticus chapter 18 at verse 6. So the Sheshi Aliyah, the sixth Aliyah. Ish Ilakola She Era bi saro lo tikarevu le galota erva ania Yahuwah. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness. Hani Yahuwah, Hani Yahweh, I be he who be who he be. The nakedness of thy father, the nakedness of thy mother, shall thou not uncover. She is thy mother. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's wife, thy father's Isha, shalt thou not uncover. It is thy father's nakedness. The nakedness of thy sister, the daughter of thy father or daughter of thy mother, whether she be born at home or born abroad, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover. The nakedness of thy son's daughter or of thy daughter's daughter, even their nakedness thou shalt not uncover, for theirs is thine own nakedness. The nakedness of thy father's Isha's daughter, thy father's wife's daughter, begotten of thy father, she is thy sister. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy mother's sister, for she is thy mother's near kinswoman. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's brother. His brother, thou shalt not approach to Ishto, his wife. She is thine aunt. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy daughter-in-law. She is thy son's Isha, thy son's wife. Thou shalt not uncover her nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy brother's Isha, thy brother's wife. It is thy brother's nakedness. Thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Neither shalt thou take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter to uncover her nakedness, for they are her near kinswoman. It is wickedness. It is wretchedness. Neither shalt thou take a wife to her sister to vex her, to uncover her nakedness beside the other in her lifetime. Also thou shalt not approach to a woman to uncover her nakedness as long as she is put apart for her uncleanness. Moreover, thou shalt not lie carnally, sexually, with thy neighbor's Isha, thy neighbor's wife, to defile thyself with her. And thou shalt not let any of thy seed pass through the fire to Molech. Neither shalt thou profane the name of Elohecha, of thy Elohim. Ani Yahuwah, I be the Yahweh, he who be who he be. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination.
Keep us the teachings of his majesty, for we know one, no devil.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Ve'et zakar lo tishkav, mishakarei isha to'eva hi. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. ואת זכר לא תשכב משכבי אישה תועבה היא. Thou, the eye, shall not lie with mankind. We'et zakar, and male, and a male, zakar, we'et zakar, lo, no, tishkav, lo tishkav, mishakve, isha, with laying down, with an isha, to'eva, Toeva, Toeva, abomination, Toeva, he, she is abomination, it, the act, is abomination. Here, the Revi'i. Ve'et zakar lo tishkava misha kve isha, Toeva, 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 Toeva.
Here for the Shabbi'i, for this Shabbat Acharimot, the Shabbi'i, the seventh Aliyah at verse 22. ואת הזכר לא תשכב מי השכב אישה תועבה היא. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It, she, is abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Defile not ye all yourselves in any of these things. For in all these the nations and nationalities are defiled, which I cast out before you. And the land is defiled. Therefore I do visit the iniquity thereof upon it. And the land itself vomiteth out her inhabitants. Ye all shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgments, and shall not commit any of these abominations, neither any of your own nation, nor any stranger that sojourneth among you. And here we have the maftir, here we have the maftir, ki et kol ha to'ebot ha el ha su anshe ha aret asher lifnekem wa titama Verse 27. For all these abominations have the men of the land done, which were before you, and the land is defiled. That the land spit not you out also, when ye all defile it, as it spews, spit out the nations and nationalities that were before you. For whosoever shall commit any of these abominations, even the souls, the psyches that commit them, shall be cut off from among their people. Therefore shall ye all keep mine ordinance, that ye all commit not any one of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that ye all defile not yourselves therein. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Thus concluding the Torah Aliyot, the reading and feeding for this 29th sabbatical study, this Shabbat Straw, Shabbat Acharei Mot. Kubur l'Kalu, Kubur l'Dimtzu, Kubur l'Chaylu, glory be to the word, sound, and the power. Kubur l'Abinu, l'Melkenu, glory be to our Father, our King. Kubur l'Kadamawi, Chayla Selassie, B'Shem Yeshu, HaMoshiach. In the name of Jesus Christos, in the name of Ketachina, in the name of Medhanetachin, in the name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.
There's a lot of work to be done, oh God, in the promised land.
Sabbatical study, this Ainai Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat Strong.
Baruch Atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher natan lanu Torat emet Vaye olam nate Vatokanu Baruch ata Yahweh Notein ha-Torah Sheilah.
After the reading of a section of ha-Torah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch ata Yahweh Eloheinu Melech ha-Olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, universal King, who has given us the law, ha-Torah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in I and I midst. Baruch ata Yahuwah, notein ha-Torah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest I and I the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Jalor. Wa'imru. Amen.
Father, and son.
Father,
and son.
Father,
and son.
For whom praise is due for
and the Brita Hadash Aliot, 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 Aliot.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam Asher Bachar B'Nebiim Tobim Veratzah B'Debrehim Hane'amarim Ba'emet Baruch atah Adonai Habocher B'Torah Ubmoshe Abdo, Ube Israel Ammo, Ube Nebie Haemet Watzelik. Blessed art the I, Adonai, Eloheinu, Eternal King, who has chosen good prophets and was pleased with their words that were uttered with truth. Blessed art the I, Adonai, who chooses the Torah and Moses, his servant, and Israel, his people, and the prophets of truth and righteousness.
Shema Yisrael,
Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Adonai Echad.
Book of Ezekiel, chapter 22, verses 1 to verse 19. Moreover, the word of Yahweh Baruch Hu came to me, saying, Now thou son of man, wilt thou judge the bloody city? Yea, thou shalt show her all her abominations. Then say thou, Thus saith the sovereign Yahweh Baruch Hu, The city sheddeth blood in the midst of it, that her time may come, and maketh idols against herself to defile herself. Thou art become guilty in thy blood that thou hast shed, and hast defiled thyself in thine idols which thou hast made, and thou hast caused thy days to draw near, and art come even to thy years. Therefore have I made thee a reproach to the heathen, and a mocking to all the countries. Those that be near and those that be far from thee shall mock thee, which art infamous and much vexed. Behold, the princes of Israel, every one, were in thee to their power to shed blood. In thee have they set light by father and mother. In the midst of thee have they dealt by oppression with the stranger. In thee have they vexed the fatherless and the widow. Thou hast despised mine holy things and hast profaned my Shabbat. In thee are men that carry tails to shed blood. In thee they eat upon the mountains. In the midst of thee they commit lewdness. In thee have they discovered their father's nakedness. In thee have they humbled her that was holy for pollution. And one have committed abomination with his neighbor's wife. And another have lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law. And another in thee have humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In thee have they taken gifts to shed blood. Thou hast taken usury and increase, and thou hast greedily gained of thy neighbors by extortion, and hast forgotten me, saith the sovereign Yahweh Baruch Hu. Behold, therefore, I have smitten my hand at thy dishonest gain which thou hast made, and at thy blood which hath been in the midst of thee. Can thine heart endure, or can thy hands be strong in the days that I shall deal with thee? I, Yahweh, he who be who he be, Baruch Hu, have spoken it, and will do it. And I will scatter thee among the heathen, and disperse thee in the countries, and will consume thy filthiness out of thee. And thou shalt take thine inheritance in thyself in the sight of the heathen, and thou shalt know that I am Yahweh Baruch Hu. And the word the cows of Yahweh came to me, saying, Son of man, the house of Yisrael, Beit Yisrael, is to me become dross. All they are brass and tin and iron and lead. In the midst of the furnace they are even the dross of silver. Therefore thus saith the sovereign Yahweh, he who be who he be, because you are all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Jarastafari. Amen. Amen. Besem Yeshua.
Depart from evil,
Yes, and here he is here to fulfill the triunity of readings here from the Torah, the prophets, the Torah, the Haftarah, and here the Brit Chadash, the New Covenant reading and feeding. That Ezekiel reading there gives thanks to Rastahar Ahad for the reading from Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. Got to meditate some words, some right now word right there. But here. The Baraka, the blessing before the Brit Chadasha, the New Covenant reading.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Lanu Moshiach Yeshua Wehabarut Shel Habarit HaChadasha. Baruch Ata Adonai Notain Habarit HaChadasha. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gave to us the Messiah, Jesus, and the commandments of the new covenant. Blessed are you, Lord, giver of the new covenant.
Wise, lush, perfect, blessed, Messiah.
The Brit Chadasha, Chadish Kidan, Renewed Covenant reading for RSS number 29, Acharei Mot, after the death, from Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 through 28. We begin, B'shem Ha'ab, V'Habein, V'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahuwah Ahad. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One. Hebrews chapter 9. The sanctuary and sacrifice of the renewed covenant are realities. Verse 11, Yod Aleph, verse 12, Yod Beit. Weh HaMashiach Bebo'u Lichiot Kohen Gadol Ratobot HaAtidot Abar Betok HaMishkan Hamule Bigdula Ushlemut Asher lo n'osa b'yidei Adam, ki aynenu mehabriya hazot, gam lo ba b'dam she'erim wa'agalim, ki b'dam nafsho ba b'pa'am achat el hakodesh p'nima wa'yimta gulat olam. But Christ, but Mashiach, being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of goats, and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, shall the blood of Mashiach, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to Elohim, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God, Elohim Chaim. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they that are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. The renewed covenant is also the last will and testament of Christ, of Mashiach, sealed by his blood. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. Whereupon neither the first testament was livicated without blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people, according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, "This is the blood of the testament which Elohim has enjoined to you." Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle and all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission. The heavenly sanctuary purged with a better sacrifice. It was therefore necessary that the patterns of things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ, for Mashiach, is not entered into the holy places made with hands, that are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of Elohim for us. The one sacrifice of the renewed covenant is better than the many sacrifices of the old. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with the blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed to men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ, so Mashiach, was once offered to bear the sins of many, and to them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin to salvation. Kabor Lakalu, Kabor Ladimtu, Kabor Lakhailu, Kabor Lakedamawi, Haile Selassie, Be Jesus Christos Sim. Glory to word, glory to sound, glory to power. Glory to Abinu Melkenu, our Father, our King, the first power of the Trinity, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Yes, I, yes, I, yes, I. Here, looking forward to the first day service. Have completed the reading from the Torah, the prophets, the new covenant. Now the reasoning, the reading first, the reasoning coming forward, forward, forward.
We have fulfilled all. Praise be to Mesken, to Mesken, Xiavi, Mesken. Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus Christos, Jesus
Christos. Ready, ready, ready for the first day service. This is appropriate. Yeah, appropriate tune right here, here, here.
Vampires of the season, hunting blood, blood, blood. You coulda come from Rima, or you come from jungle. Coulda come from firehouse, or you come from Tower Hill. One blood, one blood, one blood. You coulda come from Libya, or you come from America. Coulda come from Europe, or you come from Africa. One blood, one blood, one blood. You coulda be a Irishman or a Englishman. Coulda be a Mexican or a weather Indian. One blood, one blood, one blood. Hey, mate, oh, I want you to get me straight. Separate, hey, hey, mate. Hey, mate, I want you to get me straight. Hey, come. Do you believe in love? Love, no. Hey,
soldier man, nor a weather policeman, or a weather civilian, said they will a we are one. One blood, one blood, one blood. You could have come from London, or you come from Birmingham, could have come from Brooklyn, or you come from Boston. One blood, one blood, one blood. The first thing in fighting, tribal war, racial war, the blood, blood.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Now, now, now. Call in, call in, call in, call in. Call 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in, call in, call in, call in, call in, to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay, 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 on the replay.
Yes, Sunday service beginning right